John, this year the drug trade's been in full bloom in Mexico. Deadly violence has popped up across the country and even across the San Diego border in Tijuana. That violence includes the bold killing of a Mexican police chief. While U.S.-Mexican relations have been strained by illegal immigration issues, the two countries are now renewing joint efforts to fight the seemingly escalating drug trafficking trade. 2 weeks ago, President Bush signed the Merida Initiative, which will pump $465 million into the drug war. We welcome right now Assistant Secretary David Johnson, who's leading that fight. Good morning, Assistant Secretary.
Good morning, and how are you?
Good, thank you. Reports make Mexico almost sound like the wild, wild west. How bad are things?
Well, I think what we see there is the Mexican state really confronting these drug organizations, and the product of that is unfortunately an extraordinary amount of violence. They're engaged in a significant effort to reform their own systems, changing the way they do business in their courts, bringing their police into the more modern era, and we're responding to that as a partner. I think our Congress saw fit to take some extraordinary moves in an election year and provide a significant amount of funds, which we're now in the process of working with the Mexicans to expend to provide them with greater capacity to oversee this problem, to see what's going on in their country with the surveillance aircraft and mobility aircraft, but also to provide them with the type of assistance that will support them in their own reform efforts. While we're expending a significant amount of money, they're expending about five times more in this very same challenge. We see a real step up by the Mexican authorities, particularly the political will shown by President Calderon here, and it's something that it's in our own selfish interest to respond to.
So the money is about supporting infrastructure?
The money will provide support for infrastructure and support for reform. The complete reform of their federal police system, providing an ability to vet, polygraph their entire federal group, to bring out about systemic reform so that they literally know more what's going on in their country.
Mr. Secretary, you were referring a moment ago to aircraft and surveillance equipment. It sounds a little bit like military aid to me.
No, not exactly. The aircraft we're providing, the fixed wing, are the type that are used by our Coast Guard, because their Navy has a similar function to our Coast Guard, and that is patrolling the coastal area to see who is in fact coming into their country and what sort of drugs might be coming into their country. This is in some measure a product of our success further south. We've had a program ongoing for several years, of course, with Colombia. As seen just a couple of weeks ago, the type of fruits of that effort, but that's pushed the cartels downstream, if you will, and closer to our own borders. And Mexico's responding to this significant challenge by confronting these groups.
Last question. What do you attribute this escalating violence within the drug criminal world?
Well, the escalating violence, I think, is attributable to the Mexican authorities making clear that they're not going to accept this type of trade in their own country, and they're going to take steps to root these people out.
Is it reflective in some way how politically stable the country is, in that the government's ability to confront these drug traffickers has been diminished in some way?
I'd say it's just the opposite. I think it reflects the political stability of the country. If the Mexican authorities were just to stand aside and to let the drug traffickers take over, the level of violence conceivably could go down in Mexico. It would go up in the United States, though. So we have a real reason for pushing forward on this.
I hate to ask you a yes or no on this, but you told the FT a couple of weeks ago that the democracy in Mexico is threatened by this. Do you still believe that, Mr. Assistant Secretary?
I said that the institutions in Mexico could be eroded if we didn't take action here, and the type of action that's being taken will help shore those institutions up and make them prosper.
All right,
David Johnson, thank you so much for joining us. He's the Assistant Secretary of State for the Bureau of International Narcotics and Law Enforcement.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.